becomes a Muslim, right? Or he starts reading the teachings of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad while he's in jail from his family, right? Now, he writes a letter to the most honorable Elijah Muhammad from prison. And the most honorable Elijah Muhammad wrote him back and put $5 in the envelope for him. Is that right? Now, $5 in 1947 is a lot of money. See, you may not care about $5 today. Raise your hand if you got family members in jail. Raise your hand. You got cousin, uncle, brother. Okay. Now, most of us that have family members in jail right now do not write them on a regular basis. We do not. We may go on the internet and see their picture, right? In the Cook County Correctional Institution website. We may, oh, there go Ray Ray. That's him right there. He in there, all right. But we're not writing them on a regular basis. And that's our own family, is that right? And we're not sending them money on a regular basis. And that's our blood, right or wrong? Now here's a man, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad, that not only wrote Malcolm on a regular basis, but sent him money while he was in prison on a regular basis. So how could he be a hater of a man? And he did by him what some of us don't even do by our own family. Are you following what I'm saying? So now, see, the thing that is going to raise black people from where we are to where God wants us to be is the teachings of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. See, this man's teachings, you don't need Alcoholics Anonymous, right? You don't need Nicorette. You don't need a 12-step program to get off drugs. All you need is one step, and that's I believe Almighty God in Almighty God Allah. I submit to Allah. That's the one step that you need to get off drugs. Are y'all following what I'm saying? Now, see, this man's teachings allows us to throw the swine down. Now, we're talking about black folks that have been eating pork since we was born. Since before we was born, because our mama ate it while she was pregnant with us. We love the greasy bacon, the way it crunches in our mouth. We love to eat the fat off the pork chop. We love to suck up the chitlins that hold the doo-doo of a pig. But now, here's a man that can make us throw the pig down, throw the alcohol down, throw the cigarettes down, throw the crack down. And we love black women, and they fine, right or wrong. They fine, they just fine. But now, the teachings of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad are so powerful that they will make a black man commit to one black woman and love and honor and respect that black woman. That's how powerful this man's teachings are, to turn us away from crime. Some of us may have been living an alternative lifestyle. I'm talking about a homosexual. Before we heard this man's teachings, and this man's teachings are so powerful that they can turn that around. See, that is what's going to raise us to the top. Now, let me just share with you real quick some of what this man did. And then we're going into why the government hated the most honorable Elijah Muhammad and Malcolm X. This man established the independent school system. We're talking about the honorable Elijah Muhammad. Muhammad University of Islam, independent schools in 42 cities. Because he understood that black people cannot be free if we send our children to the public schools that are owned and controlled by our enemies. Are y'all following what I'm saying? This man published Muhammad Speaks newspaper, which had a circulation of 1 million newspapers every week. He was the, not the first, but actually the second, because Marcus Garvey was the first. But he opened up a black printing press where he printed the Muhammad Speaks newspaper. There are no black-owned printing presses in the United States in 2005. The Source magazine is not printed on a black-owned press. Neither is The Vibe, neither is Ebony or Jet. They're all printed on a white-owned press, and they pay them to print their magazines and newspapers. The most honorable Elijah Muhammad opened the second black-owned and operated printing press. This man purchased 1 million acres of farmland for black people to grow their own food. And you could go to the grocery store, Jules and Dominic's, and get bread that was produced by black people from a farm that was owned by black people. You could get milk that was produced by black people. You could get beef that was produced by black people. Are you following what I'm saying? Eggs and